to understand our place in that. And what we're going to be taking some time to kind of understand. So we can talk about a wall, and there's actually more, all right? But when we can talk about a wall, but I just want to talk about a few to give a flavor for what the Bible is talking about when it tells us that the way we are to live in this world is not the way that we would expect. So the first one I want to look at is the idea that leaders are slaves.
Responsibility to carry out.
just recognizing that any time we submit, we're submitting to Jesus. So I believe, for instance, that David is speaking to me with the voice of Jesus, and he's asking something of me, and it's the Holy Spirit in him who's asking that I'm going to submit to that. Right? And I would hope it would go the same way. And in the same way, I mean, it was people who came up with a message that God wanted to impart to our community or to one of us individually, and he shared that with us, and we believed it was from God, then we would have a responsibility to submit to that. He would have no responsibility to demand our submission. Does that make sense? Okay, so in the kingdom, it's completely upside down. Right? If you want to be great, you have to become a servant. You have to be a servant leader. I don't know what a servant leader is. Okay. And Jesus flat out be a slave. Just go and love. In other words, other people's needs before your needs. And when you do that, God will then make of you what he desires to make of you. Another example that Jesus gives of this is in verse 28. He says, "To be Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus becomes the great example to us. He deserves the worship of the world, of everything that's ever been created. And he allowed him to be placed in this world as a little baby. He had the perfect life, and he offered his life. And he didn't deserve it in any way, shape, or form. He deserved to be punished for sin, because he didn't have money. He offered himself and allowed himself to be placed in our place so that he could redeem us. He came to the favor of the servants, right? He came to the favor of the Lord, and yet he served us by giving his life for us. And now he's asking us to do the same, to offer ourselves up to his will and to his service so that this world can be changed. One of the ways that's described in Mark chapter 4 is the deceitfulness of riches. And so, that the poor are rich, or that the poor become rich. Well, how exactly does that work? In Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And here he's not talking about people necessarily, right, who are poor or financially.
about the other person and not about her.
physical life in this world. It will become easier and easier and easier to put yourself in the place where people